Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media.
Well, hi, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome back to the weekly podcast. If this is your very first time listening to us, welcome aboard. It's been brilliant just noticing the updates that I get from the team here of people that have joined throughout the week. And it's just cool. I mean, people that from around the world and just from different places are coming across the podcast in different ways. So it's very cool. It was the first time. Welcome aboard. If you're one of our veteran listeners, welcome to you. There's been some people who've been with us from the start, and hopefully the weekly podcast is going to give both groups, whether you've been listening to us from day one or that this is your first one, the goal each week is to give you a very simple, powerful idea that's useful in the coming week. So as you know, I have my radar turned on all week, just looking for quotes, experiences, comments, things people say and do that triggers me into creating something for the weekly podcast. And this week is no exception. And what I want to call this week's podcast is simply Work With the Changes. Work with the changes. Why? Because I read a quote during the week from an amazing man called John Henry Newman. Now, John Henry Newman died a long time ago, but he's one of the best intellects of the last 200 years. Brilliant writer, phenomenal thinker, great speaker. And he had this quote that I read during the week that just said this: to be human is to change. To be perfect is to have changed often. One more time. To be human is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. That really hit me very hard because, you know, what I want to suggest to you this week as you listen is that whether you're aware of it or not, life is constantly presenting you with opportunities to change. I got a couple of quick reflections on that. A lot of the time, change is something we actually really avoid. And because change can be really painful, and we actually lie to ourselves about it. We say, no, it's not. I really want to change. I want to lose weight. I want to get promoted. I want to do well in this exam. I want to make this team. But often when we really get down to it, the real changes that we need to make in life can be quite confronting. They can be humbling. They can really strip us bare. They can be really hard to do. So the first thing you want to do this week is just reflect on your life now. Where's an area in your life where you think that life may be positioning you to change? Now, let me help you with that. One way you can tell where there's an area where there's potential change, there might be resistance. It's an area that there's just grating against you and it's hard and you don't want to do it. And you might even be blaming the other person or blaming the situation. But let me give you a paradigm shift. What if the current thing that's really challenging you could also be, you know, life, universe, God giving you the opportunity to change and grow? Because what I want to suggest to you is that change is fundamental to the experience of being human. Now, I've spoken to 250,000 people in live seminars so far, and one of the things I always used to find a little bit, well, sort of amusing, but a little bit unsettling, was that people come up and talk to me about relationships, and they'd say, well, you know, if you really love somebody, why should you have to change? And this became a bit of a theme, you know, all around the world, people would have this sort of sense that if somebody just loves you, they should accept you, and that you wouldn't change. I'm going, well, I think we got that wrong. I think being in relationship with other people, whether that's a romantic relationship or even a work environment, often we do need to change. And those areas of real challenge and pain are areas in which we can actually really grow if we want to take that journey, if you want to take that journey. Now, I was thinking last night, just as I was getting ready to do this, I thought, you know, it's interesting that when teenagers, you know, are growing, we call them growing pains. You know, we don't call them, you know, growing happiness or growing wonderful great thing that's happening to my body. We call them growing pains because that process of growth can actually be hard, can be painful at times. So that's the paradigm shift. To look in your life right now, where are those areas of resistance where you think the other person's wrong or the situation's wrong? And look, it could be. There are times, obviously, yes, when the situation itself needs to be dramatically changed. But can I give you that great paradigm shift? What if you're being given this opportunity to change? Let's listen to John Newman again. To be human is to change. To be perfect is to have changed often. So I want to leave you with that for the week. I'm going to leave myself with that for the week. Because there's areas in my life where I've got to be thinking, where am I being called to grow right now? Where am I being called to change? In my friendships, in my marriage, in my parenting, in business? Where do I need to change? And am I ready to step up and do that? Friends, if you want an extraordinary life, you are going to have to pay the price of admission. It is no coincidence that, you know, as Henry David Thoreau famously said, that the great mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. You know, large numbers of people just never really get in the game because the price of admission is high. But if you're listening to this, you're obviously the kind of person that is interested and wants to pay the price of admission to an extraordinary life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be giving me the privilege and the gift of your time in listening to this right now. Homework, take a couple of minutes after this podcast, grab a piece of paper, grab your diary, grab whatever it is, jot down a couple of places. Where do you think you're being called to change in your life right now? What's the payoff? What would happen if you did this? Write down as many things as possible that would happen if you made that change. You know, who are the people that you need help from? Can you ask someone to support you? Is there a book you need to read? Is there another resource you need to access to push through into this area of change? Because to be human is to change. And to be perfect is to have changed often. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. We're going to set this up so you can actually post comments underneath the podcast. You can hit us on Facebook if you want to visit us on Facebook, just find me at FB Jonathan. That's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, FBJonathan.com. You type that into your browser, that'll take you to our Facebook page. We've got some great stuff there for you too. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. I value the privilege of your time and I look forward to speaking with you next week.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at choices.com.au. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So thanks again, and we look forward to bringing you even more inspiring and educational messages in the time ahead.